Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
القرآن نور وبيان، القرآن هدي الإيمان، القرآن مسك الختام، يا قرآن عليك سلام.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the program. Let's recite the Quran on RIB English Radio. In this program, we recite the Quran and we talk about the Tajweed rules and the verses that we recite. Here in the studio, we have two honorable students, Brother Ahmed and Brother Mustafa. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
In the previous episode, we finished Surah Abasa and we started Surah Takweer. And we recited up to verse 4 of this surah, وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. Now we're going to continue this surah, starting with verse 5 with Brother Ahmed.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وإذا الوحوش حشرت
وإذا الوحوش حشرت
وإذا البحار سجرت
وإذا البحار سجرت
وإذا النفوس زوجت
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ.
Okay, in verse 5, we can talk about the مخارج الحروف of some of the letters. Ha is a very important letter in Arabic, and it's pronounced in a distinctive way compared to the other letters. It has a special characteristic. It's known as
Hams.
What?
Humps.
It has humps, yeah, that's correct. But it has buha. Yeah. No other letter has this characteristic. Only ha has it. And that's because it's pronounced from wasatul halq, from the pharynx. Ha, ha,
ha.
We are narrowing down the pharynx wall. And we create constriction in this way. And when air passes through the pharynx in such a state, we hear the sound of ha, the distinctive sound of ha, which is said to have buha. Does ha have isti'la or istifal?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Do we say, let me ask you this, do we say, ha, ha, or ha?
Ha.
Ha. So ha is what?
Istifal.
As the characteristic of istifal, we pronounce it with tarqiq.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's not a mufakham letter. In verse 6, what do we have? We have another ha, wa idha al-biharu. Dhra has a dhamma, therefore has to be pronounced with what?
With.
Tafkhim, tarqiq.
Tafkhim.
Tafkhim. With thickness.
Yes.
Sujirat. The ra is pronounced again here with what?
Tafkhim.
With tafkhim again.
And it's only when it's kasra we pronounce it with tarqiq.
Not only kasra. That's one of the conditions for tarqiq.
Or ya'ul mad.
Or when ra is sakin and preceded by a letter with kasra or.
Right.
You know, ya'ul mad.
Yeah.
Or whenever it is sakin and preceded by مدلين, the kind that has the ياء ساكنة, like خير.
Right.
ليلة القدر خير.
I see.
خير.
Right.
Yeah. So those are some of the conditions of ترقيق of راء, and they're not that many. تفخيم of راء has actually more conditions, and also most of the time راء is pronounced with تفخيم rather than ترقيق. You'll mostly hear a راء with تفخيم in the Quran.
وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ.
And when the wild beasts are gathered.
وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ.
And when the seas are filled with flame.
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ.
And when the souls are paired.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents.
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه غرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
Okay, let's continue the recitation of this surah with Brother Mustafa.
Yes.
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ.
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ.
بأي ذنب قتلت.
بأي ذنب قتلت.
بأي ذنب قتلت.
بأي ذنب قتلت.
وإذا الصحف نشرت.
وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ.
Okay. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. The word الْمَوْءُودَةُ, do we pronounce the ta marbuta like a ta or like a ha?
مَوْءُودَة.
Yeah, and the word مَوْءُودَة, the ta marbuta, is it pronounced like a ta or a ha?
Like a ta.
Ta. But what if we stop on this word?
Like a ha.
It turns into a ha, yes. But this is not a good place to stop for this verse on the word ma'uda.
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ.
Now, verse 9, we have ذَنْبِن.
إِقْلَاب.
We have إِقْلَاب. One of the most difficult rules of Nun Sakina is Iqlab. Even though there's only one letter that makes Nun Sakina have Iqlab, it's still a really difficult rule to observe. Try it out, Mustafa. Very good. Some people, when they want to apply iqlab of noon, their mouth is too open. Okay, that's one problem. Another problem is whenever the mouth is completely closed. So if you say bi'aydhan qutilat, is that correct?
No.
The mouth shouldn't be too open. What if I say بأي ذنب قتلت.
No. The mouth is closed.
Has to be. This space between the mouth is what makes it really difficult. It has to be very small. And just mastering this technique is very, very difficult. Because the lips, they might move.
Yeah.
They try and to open a little bit.
Yeah, they try to snap.
Keeping
snap,
it in that position is hard. You could say, See, it could move.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that they are, you know.
You gotta put a lot of effort.
It stays in that position. ذنبٍ قتلت. What is that?
We have إخفاء.
إخفاء. And guys, make sure that when you are pronouncing تنوين الكسر followed by a letter of استعلاء, make sure that the تنوين الكسر is not pronounced like E. It's in, not N. بأي ذنب قتلت. If you say بأي ذنب قتلت, is that correct?
No.
So you have to make sure that the kasra is pronounced like the tanwin al kasra is pronounced in, not n.
وإذا الموؤودة سئلت.
And when the girl who was buried alive is asked,
بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ,
for what sin she was killed,
وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ,
and when the pages are made public.
Okay, let's recite together.
Mm-hmm.
I'll recite and you two recite after
sure.
me. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ,
وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ,
وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ,
وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ,
وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ,
وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ,
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ,
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ.
This is a little tricky. This verse, we have a ta sakina followed by a noon. It's very difficult. You have to pronounce the ta with the clicking sound and quickly pronounce the noon. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ,
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ,
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ,
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ.
وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ,
and when the sky is stripped away.
وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ,
and when hellfire is set ablaze.
وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ,
and when paradise is brought near.
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ,
a soul will then know what it has brought with it.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. Until next time, I'll leave you in the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تسمع
تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.